Everybody, welcome back. This is Metal Goddess Jen, and I am joined by one of the most awesome bands you will ever hear, Skull King. How you guys doing?
Awesome.
Yeah, we're doing awesome.
Yeah. Is it cold up in Chicago today?
Nice day today, actually.
Yeah, it's very nice day.
The sun's out. The sun is out. It's a beautiful Skull King day in Chicago. It's an awesome Skull King day in Chicago. I even have a background track on behind me, and I'm dancing to it.
I bet you are.
Okay.
So, who are the members? Introduce yourselves and tell us what your role in the band is, please.
I'm Paul, and I am the guitarist.
I'm Brian, I'm the drummer.
I'm Cliff, I play bass. And I am Nick, the singer.
And I'm Brian, and I'm the drummer again.
And I am Nick, I'm the singer again.
Brian is our official OCD member.
Yeah. he's washing his hands right now, for the 100th time.
Specifically for this interview.
Wow. I can
figure it out. But
I could be clean for you, Jen. Don't want to embarrass myself again.
That's true, yeah.
Again.
I do like clean men, yes. Okay. So what is the history of Skull King?
Pardon?
What is the history of Skull King? What's your history as a band?
Well, we have a rap sheet, so I don't know if you've contacted the police and the authorities.
Not yet. I'll do that.
History of crime spree. No, just kidding aside, we've been together since 2010.
That was a false confession. Don't print that.
Yeah. Well, we've been together at 2010, all original music from the start. Just rocking out the Chicagoland, getting ready to, break out regionally and nationally. So that's our history.
That's your history. Is there an origin behind the name of Skull King? Or did it just sound cool?
I like skull cats.
I like skulls.
He likes skull and crowns.
And crowns, so Skull King. No, we wanted to come up with a name that, when you heard the name, you knew it was a metal band, a hard rocking band, there would be no doubt about that. And we also keep in mind things like t-shirts and merchandise and whatnot. So we wanted something that, the fans would like and that they would associate with us and our music.
Yeah, it's a really cool image for us.
I like the logo that you guys have on the shirt that you sent me. I was like, this is sweet. the whole look of it.
Got that one right there, right? The one with the stars above.
Brian wanted to name the band Hello Kitty. Since that was taken, decided to opt with Skull King.
I actually have a Hello Kitty guitar.
You do?
Do you really?
Oh,
really
God.
Do. Nice. It is awesome. Paul has a Hello Kitty guitar. What do you think about that? We're Skull Kitty now.
Skull Kitty. Better than Hello King. So, as a band, who are your influences?
It's all over the place. From classical music to bands like Killswitch Engage, Mushroomhead, Queensryche, everybody has their own.
Tool, Megadeth,
Avenged Sevenfold.
We're all over the place.
Metallica,
Iron Maiden. All over the place. I would say, we listen to old school metal, the current stuff, but we're trying to make our own sound. So, I don't know, take that for what it's worth.
Yeah, that's good.
Our influences are more in how we learn to play than in what we play.
Yeah, that's a good way to put
it. Yeah, that is a good way to put it.
Good job, Brian.
One in a row for me.
Chalk that up. One in a row for Brian.
Yeah, but keep the eraser close because that's going to be gone.
How do you guys juggle work, family, and anything that you guys do outside of the band? So you can remain active in the band. Does that make sense?
We all quit our jobs and we live in an old school bus on the side of the road.
Is it painted with Hello Kitty?
It's back here in the van down the river.
Yeah, that's the Hello Kitty, painted Hello Kitty.
But it is black, so it's still rock and roll.
Well, you can make Hello Kitty doing the, horns up or something.
Oh, definitely. That's a good idea.
Hard schedules. Us work nights, some of us work during the day, and just getting together, it's very hard, and we try to reserve this time. Actually, when we're doing this interview right now, it's like
We try to. Gosh, help me out.
You're the teacher. You do English. Asian. You're looking at me. I can barely say four.
We try to dedicate a part of the week that is just for skulking, and when we do that, we can. It's a little easier that we have a set practice time once a week, and it's a little easier for us to get together.
Yeah. Plus, I think everybody's got lives outside of the band, work, and whatever. And I think all of us do our skulking thing on our own time, and then when we get together, we just hit it. And I think other than those other obligations, we really don't have a lot going on in our lives that this band is.
We're very focused on this band.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
So, what would you say then is your greatest strength as a band?
Well, that's
Nick's got nice pecs.
That's good. I would say Nick's pecs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it's just Nick's pecs.
Yeah.
Nick's pecs. Okay.
See me behind the drums.
Yeah.
That's insane. And yeah. Paul actually has a brain.
That's
all together.
That's our next biggest strength is Brian is hidden behind the drums.
Yes.
Another strength that we have is that Brian has 9 lives.
Oh, yeah.
And he only has 1 left, and we're saving that for Chuckapalooza.
Oh, no. So, yeah, I think I've been online with you guys a couple times where a couple of his lives were taken.
No, I think one of our strengths is, we all get together, get along great, and we write together well. That's really key, getting together and being able to write music. And, kind of like a puzzle, all the pieces come together. I know there's bands where you'll have one member hate the other member and this one and that. I think just the fact that we have camaraderie and kind of like brothership here with the band and writing ability is a big strength,
Any of the songs that you write, do they have any special meanings? Or do you just say, hey, this sounds cool, let's write about this?
Well, when I write the lyrics, this is Nick. When I write the lyrics, I try to keep it open to interpretation of the individual fan. So what it might mean to one fan and, to the other and what I really mean, I kind of leave it up to the individual. So
a lot of people do that.
I try to tackle certain subject matter and whatnot, but I always try to keep it where, you can kind of put your own spin on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then from the musical standpoint, we tend to play, I don't want to say, because it's not emo, okay, so don't put us there or nothing like that. We do like a melody that's got something to it,
mm-hmm.
Not just like a riff because it's a cool riff. We like to have body to it, and that means something to us. I'm probably explaining that really badly, so.
I understood it.
Oh, you must be drinking.
And that's the musical interpretation.
Not yet.
Take that with Ari on.
Dude, it's acid rock right now, man.
So, what would you say is the most difficult part of being in a band, and what would you say is the best part of being in a band?
Why are you looking at me? I suppose the for us, it's just trying to find enough time to work with each other, and going back to the work thing. This is a clip, by the way. And whole scheduling process of making sure that we have enough time to get together and write enough material. And there's this, where we're trying to, at this point, we're trying to find time to record, find time to practice. And it's hard. Just that's the hardest part about trying to make this band go. It's just trying to find the time.
Because we do have a lot of responsibilities, in our regular lives and stuff. And it's not unlike, there's a lot of national bands out there that everybody knows, and they'd be surprised to find out, these guys go out on tour and then they go back to work when they go home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think this is Paul. I think one of the best parts for me is the creative part of just the creativity to where I've been in cover bands for, a long time doing that, and I always wanted to do something original. So when I would come up with something original, it would be hard to get somebody to write to it. So I come up with an idea or something, I bring it here, and these guys just throw stuff together with it. I mean, Nick sings over it like it should be. Like, just absolutely perfect. I mean, it's I love that.
Yeah, he's great with coming up cross melodies and things that really fit the song, so it's a real strength for Nick.
It just meshes like it was meant to be, and that's the part I like about it.
Yeah, you know, and just to kind of recap, it has to be time is one of our biggest problems, because there's so much that we want to do, you know, record. We got a bunch of new songs that, you know, we want to work on, plus we're right in the recording studio right now, working on our new album,
mm-hmm.
and got enough songs for a second album, so it's just time. And then also, we play out quite frequently here in, you know, Illinois. You know, starting next weekend, we're pretty much booked up through the summer every week, at least playing out once a week, then practicing once a week and being in the recording studio. You know, it's really a time thing.
It's a lot of time.
Yeah. I mean, it's like having another full-time job with, you know, our other jobs that are actually paying, you know, putting food on the table right now.
Yeah.
but we enjoy doing it, you know, because if we had our way, we'd be writing 4 or 5 songs a day.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
One of the best things, that's one of the tough things. And one of the best things is just, you know, having the satisfaction to write a song and being proud of it and going out and performing it in front of our fans and getting the fan reaction. And that is
playing it,
you know, going out to our show, you know, it's kind of like an escape into another world. You know, like some people might go to a baseball game or they might go fishing or something. For me personally, and probably for the guys, you know, it's going on stage and, you know, just giving it your all, you know, and that's your moment right there. That's your time. So that's a very, very positive thing.
That is a good thing. You guys play in a lot of clubs, don't you?
Yes.
What do you think is the best thing and the worst thing about playing in clubs?
Well, one of the difficulties sometimes is every club has a different sound person or sound man depending on where we play.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the toughest things is, you know, getting the sound correct and getting it where, you know, we can hear each other on the stage and having it sound good to our fans. That's always a challenge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because it seems like, every, you know, there's always, when you go from stage to stage in clubs like that, you know, they have limited budgets on what equipment they have there, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you can run into problems with hearing. It seems like every time you play at a club, and it's, you know, for every band, you have problems that go on stage that you have to just overcome and, you know, ride through. You know, whether it's you can't hear somebody or something goes out.
Mm-hmm.
It's a part of the game.
And every club is a little different. And I don't know if you've ever seen some of our pictures on our Facebook page, but, you know, we have, like, banners and things that we put on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, you know, it's just space limitations. We play anywhere. Anybody that wants to hear us, we'll play. We don't care if it's, you know, a 100-square-foot club or a 15,000-square-foot club. We'll play there as long as they welcome us. So that's a challenge, you know, fitting all our stuff on stage. That's kind of tough. But one of the best things about playing all the clubs in at least the Chicago circuit is, you know, exposing ourselves to new fans and meeting new bands and new people. That's always a great thing. So that's the best thing about playing in a lot of clubs.
Yeah, that's one of the more important things, too, is that we play, you know, we're not always shooting for the better clubs because we're trying to move around and find different areas so we can meet different people and hook up all over the Chicago area, you know.
I know you guys have done a lot of different benefit shows. Can you tell us more about what you've been involved with?
Yeah, we've done a couple things. One is we did a show last year where we just brought awareness to child trafficking. It was called the Global Traffic Jam, and we were one of bands in 30 different countries that got together one night and just, you know, shared the message about trafficking and bring awareness to it. Until we were contacted from that organization, myself even personally, I didn't know, like, what a big problem child trafficking was and slavery and this and that. So that was one thing that we did. And then also we recently did a benefit show for the organization Big Brothers Big Sisters, and that's where they basically match up, you know, a kid, you know, between 5 and 16, 17 years old with a mentor. And so we did a benefit for that with, you know, several other bands here in Chicago. We did that at the University of St. Francis. And what we did is we just wanted to raise some money so they can continue their program, and that was a big success. We raised a lot of money for them. So that was a couple things that we've been involved with. And, you know, we're always looking for good causes to be involved with, because that's one thing. thing about music is that, you know, if we can have our music help some people or, you know, use it in a positive direction, then that's a good thing.
It is a good thing. Not only does it bring awareness to the cause, but, you know, it introduces your band to people who may have never, you know, had the opportunity to hear you before as well. You guys are going to be involved in Chuckapalooza. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
It's a 3-day basically festival in July. It's the weekend after the 4th. I believe the dates are July 6th, 7th, and 8th. And it's done by Broken Neck Radio and DJ 7 Charlie on Twitter. He's the one that's put it all together. And basically, it's a 3-day. There's a lot of bands that are getting together to, you know, help some raise some money for the schools out there. So that's another benefit concert that we're doing, and that's coming up this summer. And we're really happy to help out to go down there. So it's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm hoping I'll be able to come. We'll see what happens there. So what are...
Our Hello Kitty bus with us.
Yeah. I'm going to bring you guys Hello Kitty shirts. You'll have to wear them. That would be funny.
I was just going to say, actually, I was in Japan, and I have a picture of a Hello Kitty bus that drove by, and I'm like, no way. And I had to take a picture of it.
That's awesome.
I couldn't believe it. It was crazy there. I saw a pink boat that was shooting bubbles out all over the place.
Oh, my gosh.
And picture that, too. It's crazy. It's another world there.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, back.
So what are the hopes and goals for Skull King for 2012?
Well, we're in the process of writing our first album entitled The Age of Nothing. So one of our goals is just to complete the album and put the most rocking tunes possible out there.
Yeah.
You know, for our fans. So that's really our biggest goal, is just to get heard and keep on writing, you know, material that we're satisfied with and that our fans dig.
And break out of Chicago. Break out of the music scene here and spread Skull King as far as we can.
Yeah. For me personally, I'd love to just be able to do it and make a living doing it so I could do it all the time.
Yeah.
You know, not, you know.
Yeah, ultimately, that would be a great thing, to be able to survive making enough money doing music. That would be an ultimate goal. That would be awesome. But regardless of what happens, you know, we're going to write music and do our thing. And basically, you know, we want to be exposed to the widest audience possible. And like Cliff said earlier, you know, we're very well known in Chicago and Illinois. Mm-hmm. And pick out on the national and hopefully even international, where, you know, everybody knows about Skull King and they can see what we're all about.
I'd also like a chance to meet the real Hello Kitty.
Give her a Skull King shirt.
All right.
There you go. Have Hello Kitty and Skull King shirt. Okay, so do you guys have any crazy stories that you have experienced together?
Not that we should talk about right now, right here. We have a few people over that are still in school.
I gotcha.
Got friends of Skull King down in the basement.
Yeah.
Audits in the bladder of any major newspaper.
Just like any band that plays out on a frequent basis, there's tons of crazy stuff that happens at every show. So
if you follow us on Twitter, you'll hear. You'll find. We're always planning new things.
And we always, like our last show, we fed Brian to some piranhas.
Poor Brian. He's got him out of it.
And we got him out of a cannon. So that's always some crazy stuff that we do.
We set a fire.
Yeah, I knew. I remember on New Year's Eve, you like bashed his head in with.
Yeah, we had a hammer claw that broke the ball. It was on New Year's Eve. He's still got a bump on his head.
I've got a skull thing on my head.
Yeah. Oh, geez. So if you guys could open for anybody, who would it be?
Megadeth for me. Totally Megadeth. I'm sorry. I'm crazy at Megadeth, man. I love Dave. I'm a drummer.
Yeah.
But I love Dave Mustaine. And, dude, come on, Chris Broderick is awesome.
What do you say, Cliff?
Tool. I love Tool.
How about Paul? This is Paul. I would say, that's a really tough question. Maybe Avenged Sevenfold.
Oh, that'd be good. That's a good choice too. Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm a big fan of Killswitch Engage, and I know they're in the process of, you know, finding a new singer and whatnot. But I think that would be really cool.
Newsflash!
That was actually the one that was kind of giving me a tough choice. So I'm glad that makes sense.
Yeah, I would like to open for Killswitch
Engage. Oh yeah, that would be great.
There's a band looking for a bass player.
Well, go ahead, take off. I see how you tune your bass. A monkey can play that thing.
So do you guys have any upcoming shows you want to talk about?
Chuckapalooza.
That's a big one in July. We're actually playing next weekend at back here in Chicago. Tiger Earl Stylies, February 25th. We're playing with Our Father's Burden and Blood to Black. That's going to be a cool show. March 3rd is a big show. We're going to be playing in our hometown at a place called Bada Brew. And actually, we're going to film our first concert video there. Really cool. There's so many, you know, if people want to see where we play, the best place to look is on our Facebook page or our Reverb Nation page. We have all the, you know, the events that are booked up for the next 2 or 3 months out there. Every show, you know, we're excited about, you know. But Chuckapalooza is really good. We're excited about that.
Battle of the Effin' Rock Bands.
That's another good one. We're involved in Battle of the Effin' Rock Bands here in Chicago, and that's basically a competition. How many bands are in it?
I think it's like 26 or something.
26 bands from Illinois, we're competing against, and our spot is Friday, March 30th. So we really need a lot of fans to come out Friday, March 30th to support us. The judging is done a couple different ways. Maybe Cliff can elaborate on how that's going to go down and about the prizes and whatnot.
Sure. Well, first of all, people can vote via ballot when they enter Shark City. They can write down. They can vote per band what they like, and they can turn that little ballot in at the end of the night. Another way that the judging will happen would be with the judges themselves and finding out which band from each judge did well that night. And then there's also a at the end of the night there's a let's hear it for blah 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 blah, and then they'll do like
an applause,
like an applause.
Whoever cheers the loudest or whatever.
Yeah, whoever's loudest. So those are the three different bands are going to be judged.
So it's really important that we get a lot of people there because that'll have a lot of weight on it.
And a lot of loud people.
Yeah.
And the prizes are, you know, $1,000, a professionally made video. And then to open up for a national act at some type of summer fest.
That's cool.
We're looking at there's some recording in there.
Recording time,
6 months of promotion, all kinds of good stuff. That's the prize. So we're excited about being part of that.
Well, good luck to you guys on that. I'm sure you do well. I'm sure you will. So where can listeners find your music and any information about the band, like your website, social media sites, and all that good stuff?
Our Facebook page is kind of a, you know, like our control central for us. So if you're on Facebook, look us up there, or Reverb Nation, reverbnation.com/Skull King. That's where we have also, you know, pictures, videos, 13 of our songs, upcoming events. And we also have a store that we recently started. So if you want to purchase, you know, a Skull King t-shirt or tank top or whatever, you can, you know, purchase it through our Reverb Nation. So probably the main site is reverbnation.com/Skull King, and then we're also on Twitter at Skull King 4 and Reverb Nation and like I said, and Facebook.
Very cool. And I will be putting up all your information on my website as well, so listeners can go over there and check that out and click on all the links. Thank you guys. What?
Really proud. We just turned overnight 22,000 fans on all our social networking sites combined. So that included, you know, like Twitter, Facebook, Reverb Nation. You know, we finally got to over 22,000 fans. So I think that was a big milestone for us.
Wow, that is awesome. Congratulations on that.
And we appreciate you. I know we're on Twitter with you a lot.
Yes.
But yeah, it's fun on Twitter. So
Yeah, we do.
All four of us individually, you know, we have at Skull King 4 as our main band Twitter account, but we also have our own Twitters too, so it's really nice to be able to go on there and reach out with our fans and kind of, you know, just touch base with them. Hopefully, you know, we can meet some of these people and, you know, form friendships and have them kind of, you know, kind of hang out with us in cyberspace in a way. And we always appreciate that.
Yeah, and Skull King promo, Marie, she's really, really good at promoting you guys too.
And you know, we have to definitely do a shout out for her. She works very, very hard for us and believes in what we're doing. So, mm-hmm. Close to her, she's awesome.
Yeah, she is.
So we have some other people behind the scenes here. Vincent Duarte, who is involved with us as well here in the local level, you know, doing some of our merchandising and whatnot, and all the people on our local street team that help us out. But definitely Marie is helping us all out, and we really appreciate that.
Yeah, she is an awesome, awesome gal. Thank you guys for joining me. This has been fun. It's been interesting.
Vince and I are going window shopping next week, too, for all kinds of things skulking, you know, shot glasses, keychains, whatever. It's fun.
Ooh, shot glass. I could probably use a couple of those.
Get them out to begin with, but they're going to be cool, so everybody should get some.
Yes, they should. Hey,
are you wearing it right now?
Ooh.
Sorry, that was just a...
That was me, the drummer
this
again,
this is me hitting Brian in the head with a beer bottle. It didn't break. Man, you got a hard skull.
Yes, cool.
It's built up with all that scarring. You
so
know.
It's callous.
Yeah.
Hey, Jen, thank you for your time. We appreciate
you. All right. Thank you so much for joining me.
You're welcome.